This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your proper rational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your proper rational level and to interact and to share with each of you. For indeed, it is a pleasure and an opportunity which we are very appreciative of, and for which we once again thank each of you for participating and for allowing the energy to support and to assist in our interaction with you on this evening. And now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you to be involved in the opportunity of experiencing what we refer to as a silent communication. The opportunity for you to be involved in a telepathic interaction or exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed that person that you might refer to as your higher self or your higher consciousness or whatever terminology it is that you wish to use to refer to that spark of consciousness that you are. And so, in that other state of consciousness, you have that opportunity to telepathically interact with and exchange information with those other entities, or once again that portion that you refer to as your higher self. And many times that information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through the rather limited use of the vocabulary in our friend Elias. And so you will find, as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent and utilize that opportunity for that true transference of information and interaction with your so-called higher self or stock of consciousness that you are. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. Vibrational level is a term that we use because it gives you a terminology that you can grasp that's fairly close to an accurate explanation of the reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed in all levels of your consciousness while you exist in this vibrational level. There are a multitude of vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space. Time and space are illusions, and we'll speak of that in a moment. You exist in a vibrational level that is in the same time and the same space as all the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other states of consciousness. Nonetheless, they are illusionary. And so these vibrational levels that you exist in, and indeed the vibrational level that we exist in, occupy, for lack of a better terminology, the same time and same space, for time and space once again are illusionary. We like to use the analogy, and in this instance, it's a fairly accurate analogy, to give you some idea of what that's like. You understand that in your Earth's atmosphere, there are, at this instant, a multitude of different frequencies that are being broadcast through various types of radio waves, if you wish. a multitude of frequencies that are occupying the same time and the same space. And you understand as well that depending upon the piece of apparatus that you utilize, you can take one of your inventions and you can tune into a particular frequency on those wavelengths while eliminating all of the other frequencies. And while you tune into that particular frequency, you can get a transference of information from one point to the other. You can be tuned into one frequency while eliminating all the other, and yet they're all there. They're all existing within the same time and the same space. You simply tune into the one through your apparatus, whatever that apparatus may be. Well, in this instance, the apparatus that you're utilizing to tune into the vibrational level is your consciousness. And various levels of your consciousness. And so you exist in a vibrational level. You can call it any other term that you want. Plane of existence. It doesn't really matter. But a vibrational level is fairly accurate because you see, you do operate, for once again, lack of a better terminology, at a frequency. The energy that you are sustains a certain frequency that sustains your existence in this vibrational level. And so you, through choice, tune into this particular frequency and exist in this vibrational level. And this vibrational level is quite similar to all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Much like your frequencies that you tune into in our analogy of the radio waves that are being broadcast through your atmosphere. And so this vibrational level is quite similar. And yet it's unique. It is unique in that your vibrational level is the only vibrational level throughout all of existence where the entities that are involved in the creation and sustaining of this vibrational level exist with limitations put upon various levels of their consciousness in terms of being able to understand who and what they truly are. When you, as entities, choose to create and to exist and to sustain and to participate in this vibrational level, you agree to put in place what we refer to as a veil, an electromagnetic type of energy, if you wish. We use, once again, a terminology that gives you an explanation that's fairly close so that you can grasp that concept. But this electromagnetic type of energy is a similarity, not exactly the same, but it gives you some idea of the type of energy that you utilize to create and to sustain this vibrational level, and the type of energy that you utilize to limit your understanding of who and what you truly are through your various levels of consciousness while you are maintaining your existence in this vibrational level. And so you put in place this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy. And it has more than one purpose. This veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, first of all, limits you from understanding who and what you truly are in your various levels of consciousness, and particularly in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You, in altered states of consciousness, can get much more accurate glimpses of what is real than what you can in your so-called awakened consciousness state. In your altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, or in your dream state, or even what you refer to as your between incarnational states when you die, in other words, although you can't really die, but when you alter your consciousness into that particular state, indeed, in those altered states of consciousness, you exist much closer to the real existence that you are than what you do in your awakened consciousness state. And it's in this awakened consciousness state that you have the most limited capacity to understand who and what you truly are through your choice. You see, it's important to understand that this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil that you've put in place, that you've put in place, is not some other entities or entity that has said that you must put this veil in place and maintain it. It's you, as individuals, participating in the creation of this veil that sustain it. It's a human consciousness. You are part of that. by your choice. It's there because you choose to put it there. And it limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in various levels of consciousness, and particularly in your awakened consciousness state. And so, in your awakened consciousness state, you don't understand who and what you truly are. You put in place, once again, this limitation to have that understanding. And there's a very specific reason why you do that, and once again, we'll refer to that in a moment or two. But this veil, this electromagnetic carpet energy, has another function as well, and that is that it limits other entities existing outside of your reality, outside of your vibrational level, to influence your creation. If you wish to be involved in this vibrational level, if you wish to be involved in manipulating and participating in the creation in this vibrational level, then you've got to come into it. You can't sit outside in some other vibrational level and influence the creation in this vibrational level. Not only does that electromagnetic veil limit that ability for entities existing outside of this vibrational level, but it's important to understand that entities existing outside of this vibrational level for most purposes have absolutely no interest in manipulating your reality. None at all. It's your choice. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to. You put in place that so-called veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Particularly, once again, in your awakened consciousness state. And so you enter into this vibrational level, and you, as a human consciousness, consent to participate and to sustain and maintain the veil, the limitation to understand who and what you truly are. And it's rather ironic that in your awakened consciousness state, many individuals spend a vast amount of time trying to discover the very thing that they have agreed to make limited to their understanding in the awakened consciousness state, and that is who and what you truly are. And you can make that attempt if you wish, it doesn't really matter. But it's important to understand that the reason that you can't grasp that understanding in your awakened consciousness state is because you choose to sustain the veil. And to make this a rather unique vibrational level in existence that is not duplicated throughout all of creation. This is the only vibrational level where the entities existing within this vibrational level put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits their capacity to understand who and what they truly are. And you do that for a very simple reason. You do that because when you don't believe that you are in control of your reality, when you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, then the reality that you're experiencing seems so much more real. And as a result of it seeming to be so much more real, the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense. And so you create opportunities to experience very intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are not, once again, possible to experience in other vibrational levels. Because you see, in other vibrational levels, the entities existing in those vibrational levels do not put in place or exist within the limitations of your so-called veil, of your electromagnetic type of energy. And so when you enter into this vibrational level, you do so by choice. You see, you're not put here because you have to grow, or you're not put here because you have to go through some type of experience. Unless, of course, you choose to believe that that's what you wish, you can have that, absolutely. But it's not why you're put here. You're put here through your choice. You're put here because you wish to be put here. You're here because you desire to be here. Not because some other entity has decided that you must experience certain realities. Absolutely not. You are here because you choose to be here. You choose to be here. And that's important because, you see, if you understand that you're here because you choose to be here, then it follows that if you've made those choices, then you can leave here when you do choose to leave here as well. Which you absolutely can. You're here by choice, your choice, not some other entity's choice. There are not some other entities existing outside of your vibrational level that are creating your reality. You are here because you choose to be here. And when you are here, as in any of the other vibrational levels, the reality that you are experiencing is your creation. It's your creation. There's not some entity or groups of entities that are creating your reality for you. It's your creation. You create the reality that you experience. The reality that you experience is a reflection of your belief system. Absolutely, without exception. You created the reality that you experience, and it is a validation of the beliefs that you hold. And there are various different categories of beliefs, if you wish. We'll break them down just to give you some examples of different so-called belief systems that you choose to put in place and to participate and to sustain. And you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, and that's the belief system that all of you as a consensus put in place and agree, okay, we're going to have these certain rules that are going to be very difficult to break or to exist outside of. Difficult. It's important as well that you understand that the word impossible does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. It's difficult because you choose to make it difficult. It's difficult because you choose to put in place the belief system. When you enter into this vibrational level, you agree to participate as that consensus that these belief systems will be in place, these human consciousness belief systems that many of your scientists might refer to as your laws of physics. Very difficult to alter. Not impossible, but very difficult. Because you choose to believe that it's real. You choose to believe that you can't exist without certain realities being experienced. You choose to believe. It's always important to understand it's a validation of your belief systems, not someone else's belief systems. And so the human consciousness belief systems are belief systems that you as a human consciousness agree in a consensus form to put in place and to sustain and to participate in. And then you have what we refer to as the societal belief system. The societal belief systems are the belief systems that allow societies to function, and they can be quite different from one part of your earth to another, as you're all very aware of. That what you experience as being possible and real in this particular society may not at all be nearly as easy to appreciate or to accomplish and experience on the other side of your earth, for example. And vice versa, you can't experience what the entities experience on the other side of the earth because you hold different societal belief systems. It's much easier to change a societal belief system than it is to change your so-called human consciousness belief system. Societal belief systems are belief systems that allow you to function with some type of limitations and some type of organization within your society. Belief systems, nonetheless, that you agree to participate in. And then you have what we refer to as the individual belief systems. And your individual belief systems are the belief systems that are the easiest for you to alter. They are the belief systems that allow you to have certain experiences in conjunction with the societal belief systems and as well in conjunction with your so-called human consciousness belief systems. And so you have those various belief systems, what we refer to as levels of belief systems. You have that human consciousness and the societal, and then you get into the individual. And once again, the individual is the easiest, if you wish, for you to alter. No doubt about that. Now, this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Literally. Not sometimes. Not certain aspects. You see, each of you can look at various day-to-day activities that you're involved in and that you participate in, and you can say, well, I know that I can control that area of my reality. And I know that I can have an influence on this particular part of my reality. But this part over here, no. My neighbors or the people that I'm involved in have too much of a say in that reality. And I'm only a part of that, so I don't have control over that. You see, that's how your so-called awakened consciousness mind functions. But there are certain parts that you will agree that you do have, to a certain extent, a very strong influence upon. You can decide what time you're going to get up in the morning, within reason. If you have to go to a certain type of employment, then of course there are those limitations as well. But nonetheless, you still understand that you can awake at a certain time and you can do certain functions in your society where it's agreed that you have that right. And so you validate belief systems, both personal and societal belief systems. And you understand that you have control over that. And you understand as well that you have influence in, as we suggested, other areas. There are certain individuals, for example, who understand that they have very good control of their relationships. No problem there. I can handle and influence relationships. There I believe that my choices make a big difference, and my belief systems indeed allow me to function well in terms of the realities that I experience when I'm involved in relationships. But when it comes to creating your abundance, now that's real. Now that's much more difficult. And so you have the belief that it's difficult because, you see, that's something that you might believe is beyond your control. Well, the irony of it is that if you believe it's beyond your control, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief, and it will appear to be beyond your control, and you can have that difficulty. You see, without exception, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Without exception. You exist in your awakened consciousness state in the most illusionary reality that it's possible for you to experience. It is the most difficult reality for you to sustain. And we would challenge each of you to sustain it indefinitely. You know that in your awakened consciousness static, you will at some point alter your consciousness and you will sleep. Absolutely guaranteed. You also know that at some stage in this particular incarnational period, you will die. At least, that's the perception that your awakened consciousness state has. What you do is you alter your consciousness one step beyond the so-called dream state. And you don't really die, it's an altered state of consciousness. And you step outside of your so-called awakened consciousness state. You understand as well that when that occurs, that you will have a much easier time sustaining the dead state than you have sustaining the live state. You understand that this awakened consciousness state is the most difficult reality for you to exist in. You understand absolutely that it will at some point end. The irony of it is that it's all an illusion. It's the most difficult illusion for you to sustain. It's an illusion in which you believe, as a result of the electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place that we refer to as the veil, that you're not in control. You believe that indeed other entities, either for some other entities that you are interacting with in your day-to-day activities, or other entities for some who exist outside of your vibrational level, are influencing your reality to the point where you are not entirely in control. And as a result of that belief, you have the experiences to validate it, and as a result of those experiences, you have the opportunity to experience very intense ranges of emotions and feelings, because you're experiencing events and day-to-day activities that you believe consciously that you're not in control of. And that's why you're here. you here to have that experience. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in, break it down to the very fundamental reasons of why you're doing it, and at some point you will come to the understanding, then you would agree that you're doing it because you wish to experience a certain emotional feeling. That's why you're here. Because you believe in your awakened consciousness state as a result of the electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as a veil. You believe that you're not in control while in that awakened consciousness state. And yet you are absolutely in control. The reality you're experiencing is a reflection of your beliefs without exception. Without exception. And we're not talking about setting the alarm to arise in the morning. We're talking about every particular experience that you have in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state, in your meditative states, in your dream states, and even in your between incarnational states. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You see, this reality is illusionary. That's a difficult concept to grasp, particularly for someone who's experienced what we would refer to as a less than desirable reality. Here you are involved in this reality that you have consciously, seemingly no desire at all to be involved in. And here we sit telling you that you not only have the desire, but it's validating belief that you have. You ask, how can that be? How can that be? Really, the reality that you experience is not only a reflection of the belief that you hold, but it's an illusionary reality of which you are the creator. You are the creator. Not some other entity that exists outside of your vibrational level or other groups of entities. You, as individuals, and you, as a human consciousness, are the creator. This reality that you experience is illusionary. And if you can accept that concept, even in some abstract form, that it's illusionary, then if it's illusionary, and if it's a reflection of what you believe, then you can change it. The irony of it is that you not only can, but do. You see, that's the irony of it. This reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state simply validates whatever beliefs you hold. In your awakened consciousness state, you have this consciousness that says, well, how can that be? How can I have all these beliefs? Well, you are so much more than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. They don't exist other than your awakened consciousness state. In your altered states of consciousness, in your meditative states, and in your dream states, you can get glimpses of what it's like to experience a reality with the absence of time and space. Each of you can recall instances where you're involved in some type of a dream that you can have a recall, and in that dream, indeed, it can span over a multitude of your so-called moments or time spaces. And yet, when you awake, you realize that you've only been asleep for a very short period of time. You've been outside of this concept, limiting concept of time and space. Time and space are illusionary. You see, you believe that you have a past that's set, and you have a future that you can influence. We suggest that you can influence them all. You influence, not only can, but do influence your past as readily as you do your future in your altered states of consciousness. In your awakened consciousness state, you don't believe that that's possible. Because you choose. See, it's also important to understand that you choose. It's not some other entity that suggested that you must do this or subjected you to some type of experience. You choose. And you choose once again for a very simple reason, and that's because it gives you the option and the opportunity of experiencing an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible when you understand at your conscious level that you are in control. It's really that simple. You exist in this vibrational level through choice. And the reality that you experience is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. And if you don't like your reality, change the belief. Or if you do like it, reinforce the belief and sustain it and perpetuate it. It's your reality. You, as individuals and as a human consciousness, create the entire vibrational level. You see, many of you can grasp that concept well. Okay, Josiah, we'll give it to you that there are certain moments that we can be in control. We'll give it to you that perhaps we can control some of our relationships, and we can indeed influence the type of occupation that we're going to be involved in, and we can hold certain thoughts, and we can use certain methods and techniques to create certain elements that we wish to experience in our day-to-day activities. We'll give you that, Josiah. But when you suggest that we create this reality entirely, well, now that for many is a stretch, to be sure. What we're suggesting is that you not only create those day-to-day activities that you're involved in and that you're experiencing, but you are involved in the creation of the entire vibrational level, your entire universe, if you wish. You exist in each and every atom of this entire experience in your universe, in your vibrational level. And you say, how can that be? It's not hard, it's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's not real. The real realities exist in your other states of consciousness. This is the illusion. This is the fun time. This is the time that the stuff of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. You see, if you believe that you're not worthy of having a certain experience, then indeed, the stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not that experience is one that you should or should not have. Does not judge whether it's right or wrong or good or bad. Whether you will have a positive or negative experience. The stock of consciousness that you are grants whatever it is that you desire. Validates the belief you hold, does so from a position of absolute unconditional love, and indeed does it without judging and does it rejoicingly. And so you in your awakened consciousness state are sitting here many times experiencing a reality, and you would be challenging us to say you're desiring that reality. And yet we suggest, indeed, that the reality you're experiencing simply validates the belief you hold, without exception, and without judging whether it's right or wrong. You see, right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It just gives to you whatever it is you desire. Validate your belief. Hold whatever belief you wish, and you can have it. It's really that simple. If you wish to believe you're not in control, that's a choice. You make the choice, you hold the belief, the spark of consciousness that you are creates all types of interactions with other entities that validates the belief, and you might get run over by a car, but there you are, you prove that you are indeed not in control. Some other entity is controlling your reality. It's a validation of a belief, it's a choice you make. If you believe that there are a multitude of guides or angels that are existing around you and they're influencing your reality and they're carrying you through and everything is occurring as it should and you're enjoying it, the stock of consciousness that you are validates that belief system and you can have it. You can have that experience. It doesn't really matter. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It validates a belief that you hold. If you wish to believe you're not in control, that's a choice. That's a choice, and that's a belief system, and it will be validated. On the other hand, if you wish to believe that you are in control, then you can have that as well. The stock of consciousness that you are gives it all to you, regardless of what the belief is, without judging whether that's going to be good for you or bad for you, or negative or positive, or whether it's going to be light or dark. Those are human consciousness concepts. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge you. It gives to you whatever it is that you desire. It validates your belief without exception. It never, ever, ever looks at you and says, well, you can't have that, it won't be good for you. Your spark of consciousness gives whatever it is that you desire from the position of absolute unconditional love. That spark of consciousness is who and what you truly are. It's not some God that exists outside of you. It's not some other entity that has subjected you to experiencing existing in this vibrational level. It's you. It's who and what you truly are. You are the God you search for. We suggest many times when you listen to our presentations that this reality is an illusion. There are but three things that you cannot alter in this reality. Three very simple things. And one is that you create the reality without exception. You create it all. All. Each and every atom. The entire illusion is your creation. The second is that you cannot fail. And when we use that terminology that you cannot fail, we're not talking about your awakened consciousness state. You see, you can decide whether something's a failure or not in your awakened consciousness state. By deciding whether it's a failure or not a failure, it allows you to experience certain emotions and feelings, and those emotions and feelings are what you're here for. So if you wish to experience some type of reality that you designate and you tag as being a failure in your awakened consciousness today, you can have that. We're not talking about the awakened consciousness successes or failures. We're talking about the stock of consciousness that you are cannot fail. It cannot fail. And you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You don't have to go through any lessons unless, of course, you wish. If you wish to believe that you need to experience certain growths, spurts, or certain lessons, or you must grow spiritually, you can have that. It's an illusion. You can have whatever you want. Not only can, but do. So if you wish to believe that you have to have certain experiences and you have to grow, there's nothing wrong with that. You can have it. If you wish to believe that you have some entities, once again, or guides or angels surrounding you that are creating your reality, that's not right or wrong. You can have that. The stock of consciousness that you are grants you that willingly. And it can be quite exciting. And it can allow you to experience the emotions and feelings that surround that type of experience in that awakened consciousness state. And that's why you exist in this vibrational level. The spark of consciousness does not judge whether that's right or wrong. When we suggest that you cannot fail, what we're suggesting is that you cannot fail to create the reality that you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold. And you cannot fail to understand who and what you truly are at some level of your consciousness. You cannot fail. You are not here to pass a test. You cannot fail. And the last thing of the three that you cannot change is that you are the creator. You are the God that you search for. Many individuals search for their spirituality and they go through all types of different classes and techniques and methods trying to find that spirituality. It's who you are. You can't be separated from your spirituality. We use the analogy that it's like taking your right hand and putting it behind your back and then saying, well, I wonder where that went. And spending time looking with your left hand to find the right hand that you're hiding behind your back. You can't lose it. It's there. You hide from it. And so it is with your spirituality. You're not separated from it. You choose to hide from it. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. You are the God that you search for. You are all that is. You exist throughout your entire vibrational level in each and every atom. You are all that is. It's very difficult to give you an explanation because when we attempt to say that you are a spark of consciousness, Many times that conjures up the image that there's this huge consciousness and you are but a small part of it. And it's not that way at all. You are all that is. And yet, to use that terminology to infer then that other entities are not all that is, and it's not that way either. Each of you are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation who is any more or any less than any other entity. You are all that is. And therein lies the difficulty in giving you an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary, because it has limitations. Go with inside. If you wish to find the answers, go with inside. You will not find them written in a book, and you will not find them expressed through any type of an article system. It's not possible. It's not possible. Go with inside. And when you touch that knowing of who you are, then you begin to understand. When someone asks you and you try to come up with the words and you can't, because they're not there, because they can't be expressed. But it's an understanding that you can hold. Absolutely. Each of you has that capacity to go with inside and to connect with that that you choose to hide from. Because it's that. It's who you are. You are all that is. You are the creator of this reality that you experience. All of it. Not just some of it. All of it. Many entities existing in this awakened consciousness state spend limitless amounts of time trying to find that connection. We've used the analogy many times that it's like you go down upon a shore and you have a body of water that you wish to cross. And lying off the shore, there's a bank of fog. And so you can't see how far the journey is going to be. You don't know what you're in for. And lined up along the docks of the shore are a multitude of vessels, right from the very smallest outrigger or canoe to the very large ocean-going vessel that's fully equipped with all types of provisions and staff to make your journey very safe and comfortable. And many entities spend all of the time running up and down the shore, checking out the various vessels, which one will allow me to make this journey through that bank of fog into the unknown. And they have difficulty deciding. And they keep running from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And they never leave the shore. And there are other entities who come down upon that same shore, and they look out. And they have faith in the vessel. And they take the first vessel that's there. And they make the journey. And they successfully make the journey. Because you see, the journey is so simple that you cannot fail. You cannot get lost. The irony of it is that you can walk across the water if you wish. You don't need a vessel at all. The type of vessel that you choose is not nearly as important as your belief in the vessel to accomplish that which you desire. Your belief precedes your reality without exception. And so, when you are attempting to make this journey, it's not important for you to determine which method or technique is the best or which one is indeed the proper one, but rather, which one do you believe will accomplish that which you desire? Because your belief in the method or technique is far more important than the method or technique. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief you hold, without exception. We've talked many times and been asked the question, Josiah, if that's so, how come there are certain individuals who come into this reality and they experience certain types of illnesses or diseases? It's a validation of belief. And in your so-called altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, many times individuals choose the beliefs that they wish to bring into an incarnational period. And we're using now, once again, your belief in the passage of time and space. Because you see, you experience it all simultaneously, if you wish. There's no such thing as time and space. But nonetheless, in order to give you some type of an explanation that you can grasp in your awakened consciousness state, we're going to give an explanation that's based upon your concept of time and space. And that is that in this so-called between incarnational state, you make choices. You choose to put in place the possibilities to have experiences in this incarnational period. And you put them in place. And they are contained within your energy. And in order for your scientists to validate that something like that is possible, they have what you refer to as your DNA. And your scientists are beginning to understand that what they once thought was like useless parts of the DNA is actually not useless at all. In fact, contained within those parts of the DNA are the belief systems that you put in place. You may wish to experience certain types of illnesses, whether they be hereditary or whether they simply be illnesses that are brought into place by beliefs that you hold. And so you put that in place. And as you go through this particular incarnational period, you make choices and decisions that influence your realities by altering some of your beliefs. You indeed change the energy that surrounds that DNA. And as a result of changing the energy that surrounds the DNA, you take what once was simply a possibility and turn it into a probability. And as a result of turning that into a probability, you enhance the probability that you will indeed experience it in this incarnational period. And so you have it. It validates a belief you hold. A belief perhaps that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless a belief you hold. A belief that's built right into your DNA. And as you experience that so-called reality, and it may be a disease, and we use that because it's something that each of you can relate to, you may as well decide that you are in control, and you offer that energy. You may simply decide that you are worthy, or that you believe that it's within your capacity to alter your reality, or you change your thoughts and feelings that are influencing the decisions that you make, and as a result of that influence, you influence a belief. And by influencing your beliefs and attitudes, and by holding the right imagination and expecting that to come into your reality, you alter the energy that surrounds the DNA. And as a result of altering that energy that surrounds the DNA, this illness that has been brought on by an alteration of that energy in the first place can be reversed. And you have what you must refer to as this miracle cure. How did that ever happen? It was there before, and now without any type of treatment, it's gone. Because you alter your belief system. Because you change what it is that you desire. And because of that spark of consciousness that you are, gives to you whatever it is you desire to validate your belief systems, and it does so without judging whether it's right or wrong. And so you have it. And so you have it. Without exception. Belief precedes reality. It's not the other way around. Your belief precedes your reality. Always. And that's a very difficult concept for many to grasp, but nonetheless quite accurate. And so this reality that you're experiencing, well, it can be complicated and seem complicated because you choose to make it complicated, is not really all that complicated. It's a validation of your belief. It's illusionary. If you wish to change it, you have but to change your beliefs. Like who you are. Love who you are consciously. If you like who you are and you love who you are consciously, then you begin to hold the beliefs that you're worthy. You begin to believe that it's within your capacity to influence your reality, and the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the entire reality. These simple little beliefs that you hold and that you experience in your day-to-day activities are minor realities for your subconsciousness, for that spark of consciousness that you are, to alter. You are all that is. You create the entire universe that you exist in your awakened consciousness that it's illusionary. You can and do change it all. You are all that is. You are the creator of this reality. You absolutely cannot fail. And you are the God you search for. Everything else is illusionary. Everything else is within your capacity to change. Not only is it within your capacity to change, you do it on a regular basis. That's the irony of it. You do it whether you wish to believe you do or not. You are the creator of your reality. Absolutely guaranteed. You cannot fail. And you are the God you search for. The rest is within your capacity to alter and to change. If you don't like your reality, change the belief and you will change your reality. It's really that simple. Now, it has indeed been a pleasure to interact and to share with each of you this evening. We are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would, in the meantime, offer each of you as well our unconditional love and peace.